Hey, the Jay Thomas Show podcast is coming up, and it's brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And they're not just hot tubs and saunas and pools, but man, if you want some really top-of-the-line pool tables, foosball tables, Vinny's with me. You have all that plus more in your stores.
We do, and it's kind of a fun product, but it is wellness. It's bringing the family together and friends together. We carry Olhausen, which is made here in the USA, Brunswick, a name that's been around for almost 200 years. Yeah. And with that, not only can you get a custom-made pool table for your home, for your basement, for your game room, but also matching shuffleboard tables, foosball tables, air hockey, bubble hockey, video games, anything that you could imagine for a game room or entertainment area in your home, we carry and we have in stock. And you can come in and, like I said, design your own game room.
Yeah, you have beautiful. I mean, it's literally furniture. The brands that you have, they're not cheap. They're not cheesy looking. They are beautiful works of art, and you can customize yours. Get into a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 store and check out the unbelievable selection of gaming that Vinny has. Where are you located, buddy?
West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
There you go. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. All right, now, the Jay Thomas Show podcast.
Hey, Ronnie, Jason Berg filling in here for Jay Thomas on the Jay Thomas Show. Unfortunately, Jay had to attend a funeral today, so I'm very happy to fill in and be back in his saddle for a few hours and enjoy a wonderful afternoon here on WDAY.
Yeah, and, you know, I forgot to tell you, we've changed things a little since the last time you were here.
I've heard that. I've heard we're like, we're statewide almost
Technically, you are. Yeah, so you can be heard not only on 970 and FM 93.1 WDAY right now, as Jay normally is, 2 to 5 every day, but you are also now heard on AM 1100 and the subsequent FM for the flag, and then AM 1090 and FM 92.7 out there in the oil patch in Tioga. And so, I mean, I am technically saying that it's pretty much covering most of the state. So.
You know, I got family and friends that live up in that Tioga, Rolla area up there, Dunseith and all that. I kind of feel like a big deal now a little bit, kind of branching out, spreading my wings a little bit here.
That's right.
Dean's not here today, but we got a little weather to talk about. It sounds like we're going to get a little snow, and then it's actually... The next month sounds pretty good for snowmobile enthusiasts, if you want to get one.
Yeah, he mentioned the possibility. And by the way, if you want to participate in the program, as always, our Thor Building studio line. Listen, Thor Buildings knows buildings. If you need a post-frame building or a building for any other reason, give them a call. 701-293-9000 is our studio line, but Google's the Thor Buildings. And Thad and the crew will help you put the building together you want. Also, Red Wing Shoes and Boots, studio email, studio@wdayradionow.com. And yes, alluding to Dean's forecast, sounds as though a cold weather advisory. I mean, listen, what's new about that? It's kind of been the same story. But that's in effect until 10 a.m. on Friday for pretty much most of our broadcasting area. Today we were only expecting a high near 4, and we're at 4 in the metro right now here in Fargo. 17 below overnight tonight, sunshine, but you're not going to see much tomorrow. 2 degrees, if that, overnight low, 10 below. And then it looks like pretty good chance flurries will hit us on Saturday. Not a major amount of accumulation. We'll keep an eye on that. At least that's what I'm told. There's not a lot of accumulation right now, but definitely some flurries. 15 degrees on Saturday, the expected high, 10 overnight. And then Sunday, windy, which I think might blow things around a little bit. 20% chance we'll see precip extended on Sunday, 23, the daytime high. Monday was originally supposed to be about 20. Now that has decreased as well, down to 17. And the high looks like maybe 27 midweek next week. So things pretty cool throughout, it looks like.
It sounds like it. You know, and I don't know, today felt just a little brisk. And I mean, yeah, we live in North Dakota, obviously, and late January and February, to me, always seem to be the coldest months of winter. It always seems that's where the coldest stretch is like the last week of January till about the third week of February, it seems like. I mean,
well, and we haven't seen one of these in a little while. Like, this has been, I think, 2+ weeks of extended cold weather with maybe a day or two, and then we're right back in the deep freeze. Those have happened before, but we haven't had them for a little while, so.
No, and you know, when you get a 20 or 30 degree day out, you almost feel like spring's here. And you know, I still have friends that I'll see at pool league that are wearing shorts. Mm. There's still those stubborn people that wear shorts around, but when it hits 30 in North Dakota, there's a lot of people that wear shorts.
Yeah, and then Dean was talking about, which you can find at WDAYRadioNow.com, the possibility of a couple of storm systems during February as part of the LRC. So, like you were saying, we may yet see a bit more snow. So,
you know, maybe my memory is bad. I mean, and I'm getting up there in years a little bit, Ronnie, but a lot of people had snowmobiles back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s that I remember. I had a lot of friends that rode a lot. And now it seems like there's not as much snow around here in the North Dakota region that you actually need to travel to find snow, unless you want to be as what they call all ditch bangers now, you know. Is my memory incorrect, or has it been 10 years of less snow?
Yeah, I mean, it sure seems like it's been an extended period. A lot of people that I know, even a guy's kid who's in his late 20s now, they've been going for the last couple of years out to Montana. Yeah, even trying to find snow because there just isn't that kind of snow around here to go snowmobiling. And, you know, we had a older model Arctic Cat on the farm, and there was at least some hills, that places where snow would collect. If you really wanted to tool around, you could. But, yeah, I don't remember a lot of snow these last few years. I think you're right.
But I think, you know, friends of mine that go out west to ride in that powder, they tell me once you go sledding in that, nothing that you ride around here will ever be the same.
Oh, I'd buy that. I mean, you're always watching for, you know, rocks or, you know, it wouldn't be the same as some of the television ads you see for snowmobiles where you just, it's that crystal white powder and you're, you know,
how'd that go again?
All right, well, that's the snowmobile we had. I mean, maybe they don't sound like that anymore.
You sound like my grandson that was playing with the monster trucks that he got for Christmas this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited to gonna take the grandkids to see the monster trucks at the Fargo Dome this weekend.
I heard that's going on. Yeah.
Gonna help them get back in the black, it sounds like. Well, they had a tough year.
I just remember all those years working in radio, you know, when those events started coming, you know, they had the guy who does the monster truck at Grave Digger, you know, and all that stuff. I don't even know who the trucks are anymore.
I have no idea.
I mean, I grew up, it was Bigfoot and Grave Digger, you know, all these different. I don't even know who some of them are anymore.
I have no idea either who we'll be going to see. I mean, they're excited about it. They want to go. You go do it. Are you looking forward to it? But like you said, Bigfoot was, you know, the big one that I remember.
Oh,
Grave Digger is the other one.
Yeah.
I've seen the commercials, I guess, on TV a little bit, you know, when I'm around to watch them. But usually everything's, you know, like saved on your DVR and you fly through the commercial anyway. So I might catch it, but I'm hitting fast forward through it. So I'm going to be educated, I guess, as well when I go. And it certainly, from what I saw in the news today, the Fargo Dome could definitely use some positive attendance in 2026.
Well, yeah, I need to listen to a little more of that, the Rob Soblik interview and some of that. You know, I heard him say the concerts haven't really materialized and all of that kind of stuff. It's Which I would imagine, I mean, you look, there was people testifying before Congress yesterday about Ticketmaster, Live Nation, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I got to believe on their end, it's pretty hard to get concerts in here for the right amount of money where your facility or your venue actually clears a few dollars that you need to keep the operation going, because they're already charging a ridiculous amount for tickets through some of these promotions entities.
Well, I mean, and don't they have to bid? I mean, just...
Yeah, I don't know how any of that works.
From what I understand a little bit, and you know, I've talked to Cody Cashman a little bit about the fair and how they get concerts and things like that.
They try hard, too, and it's difficult,
but,
yeah.
But they're not first in line. You can't just call up, you know, say, you know, Toby Keith and say, hey, you know, we're going to book you. And maybe that was a poor choice of one, but... the Alera Center and the Fargo Dome, they get first dibs on it before they would.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it hard for other entities that are not your big concert facilities, such as the Fargo Dome, Alaris, things like that, to attract those. Now, if somebody had a little bit more inside information on that, I would like to know more. Just because they're, you look at, what is it? Mystic Lake has that beautiful outdoor amphitheater. That I saw, and I figure you might know about that because you like casinos. Have you been up to that one?
I have been to Mystic Lake. I think I'm pretty sure I have.
When you got and time on the
their,
break, yeah,
I,
you should.
I
look
saw
at
their
that.
Venue. Yeah, the one I have not been to is Treasure Island.
Treasure Island, and
I think they've got one too. Do they not?
I'll have to
an
Google,
outdoor venue.
I'll have to Google which one it is, but I saw this summer they're having. Like Guns N' Roses and somebody else in August and another band, I think Leonard Skinner or something. And I remember talking to some friends and my wife and saying, gosh, you could almost just stay there for 3 weeks in a row and hit three great concert weekends in a row up there. I mean, you just stay up there. I mean, so I'm curious on how, what makes the decisions on where the bands go, how they get, you know, how does the lights fit into this concert era,
well,
you know, grabbing concerts around here.
It's interesting you bring that up, too, because Ernst & Henning, I believe, is the entertainment, I don't know, company, I guess, is a good way to describe them, that are putting together a lot of entertainment at the lights. And over the years, or at least over these last couple years they've been out there, they have really done an amazing job of putting together a mixture of entertainment. I mean, they had Ice Cube out there, for goodness sake. Entertainment that people are familiar with or even knew from years gone by, but also up-and-coming artists like your Teddy Swims and your... I mean, these artists are huge now, and they appeared at the lights, and people got to see them for, I think, a pretty reasonable ticket price, but it's difficult. I can't possibly imagine getting it from the concert going public, like, bring in this person, you we want to see newer entertainment. And if people knew what these artists cost and then what you have to turn around and charge to see them to try and break even at your event or festival or carnival, it would be insane.
Well, just think if it takes you know, $2 or $3 million to bring in a top country act, how much in ticket sales you're going to have to sell. And you know, and is that just their fee of $2 million? Do they get a percentage of ticket sales as well? You know, it looked like, from what I read, the local charities that worked at the concessions and things like that around the Fargo Dome, they helped like 145 different charities with a lot of, you know, making them a lot of income and things like that, which is great. But, you know, it obviously they need to do more. And they have some really big shows. And they've got, looks like a lot of things lined up for 2026. I mean, they've got the Offspring, Supercharged World Tour, big wrestling tournaments coming back. Obviously, the Staples, the Home and Garden Show, the Sportsman Show, the Foo Fighters in September. I mean, I think that one will probably be one of their, I would think that would be one of their biggest concerts ever, if the seating allows.
It could be. You know, I just looked for giggles again last week when Jay and I were briefly talking about that. And you can still get tickets to that, but a lot of the floor stuff is gone. A lot of the lower to mid-tier upper level seating is gone. There is a fair amount of stuff up above the top levels or double letter levels in the Fargo Dome for, I don't know, I saw somewhere between 80, 120-ish in that ballpark. But I don't, why would I go see, even in the Fargo Dome, which there isn't a bad seat. I mean, I've been there for several events, but why would I want to be so far away? I need a pair of binoculars to see who's on stage.
Well, that's why they created the big screens for old people. I guess.
I guess. I mean, if you went to see a concert to watch it on TV, you could just watch it on TV. But
it's still the experience, I think. I mean, I get what you're saying. I remember, man, I was in my early 20s, and I was as far back from Garth Brooks as you could be, and I still was very entertained at the show. I think it's part of being there. I mean, I think a group of 8-10 of us are going to the Foo Fighters. And I want to say that our tickets for two tickets were in the mid to upper 350, 380 range for two of them.
Yeah, so it's funny you bring that up. The last time I looked, because I just, you know, my wife hadn't seen them, and she's a rock gal, and I wanted to get tickets. And I happened to do the pre-sale code for their fan club. And these are fan club seats, but they were second row upper level, about halfway towards the stage. I mean, I think you could see stuff from That's where fair. You're at. But those tickets, these are their fan club tickets, were almost $400 each.
Wow. And, you know, I've gotten past the need to be on the floor. I'm actually better with a little bit of elevated seating, so you're just a little bit above. And, you know, you don't need to be down throwing elbows with the youngsters and whatnot. And you can see. I mean, I've changed how I enjoy my concerts. I mean, I used to be one of the ones when... you remember Rockin' the Hills up in Botno?
I remember hearing about it. I remember doing some ads for it. I never went up there.
I was fortunate enough to go up there a couple times, and one of my friends, he had handicap pit parking, so we were like right up by the front gate. It was really easy.
Okay.
A buddy of mine went and saw Joan Jett. She was playing at like 2:00 in the afternoon, and the headliner was Poison that evening. And as we were standing up front with, you know, a couple hundred people at 2:00 watching Joan Jett, the afternoon just kept getting more and more filled in, and even in between the band changeouts and everything. And finally, about 8:00, before Poison even came on, I think they were on at 10, I couldn't hold it anymore. And you had to throw elbows to get out, and then it took you a half hour to try to get back up to your group of people that were up there. So that's when I think I started learning that, you know what, being up higher and seeing and being able to just get out easy access to concessions and restrooms made it a little bit more worthwhile.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the few times that I saw Kenny Chesney at the Dome, I paid a pretty penny for those seats, but they were sandbar seats right next to the stage, and we had our own bar area and our own easier access to a close nearby restroom. To me, that part alone was worth it. So
I went to concerts at the Target Center, and when you're in that section, like right out when you have a concession, or, you know, I like those frozen rum drinks, and they have that little tiki bar right outside your area, or a bathroom. Yeah. That's worth an extra $50 in a ticket price for me if you're close to those amenities there.
Yeah, well, mine were more like an extra $150, but
I mean, they got some great things coming up in this area. I've been bugging Cody when I talked to him once about when I go, can I get the full fare? I won't tell anybody, but I'm curious and excited to see. I see they've released a couple. Excited to see the full fare lineup this year, and You know, I've talked to lots of friends, you know, and they were saying, you know, they were surprised the Foo Fighters came here. And, you know, it is a pretty big band, I think, for this area. And, you know, it's like when you think about the fair, I know they tried something different a few years ago. I'm still of the belief that we're Midwestern folk, and, you know, a lot of people can, you know, we all have our different opinions of music and whatnot. But you think about it, this is kind of a Midwest meat and potato. I still think our area really likes late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s
classic
music.
Rock or country, probably.
Yep, and country from back then, and some new stuff, I mean, obviously, but they're okay if you bring back Sawyer Brown every year and stuff like that, and they're going to be packed. Hairball's going to be packed. Mm. You know, I mean, I think we're just happy to have fun and get out on a night and have some beverages with your friends and hang out and go to the fair.
Well, we had an emailer that has what they believe is a viable explanation. Kenny emails, when Trans-Siberian Orchestra was here over Christmas break, they said it takes 60 people to set up their stage. There were 20 on stage performing, and then factor in the truck drivers, et cetera, then food and lodging for that big of a crew. That would explain the high ticket prices. Now, I get that response. Mm-hmm. Yes, they have bills to pay as well. But that, believe it or not, is a very small portion of what is being what these artists and acts charge for coming in. Then they have to pay the Live Nations, the Ticketmasters, and all this stuff for promotion of your show and ticket sales and fees and merchandise. Then you have the rental of the venue. Yeah,
absolutely. And the fair did a very positive thing, I think. And in the upfront, it's going to be expensive because they are installing a new permanent stage.
That's what I heard, yeah.
But in the long run, they're not going to have to pay a company to bring it in here and set it up and tear it down every year. So, I mean, I think it's great.
Also so, beneficial. Yes, yeah.
So I know we have new brakes and everything have changed. So,
yes.
You know, hey, stick around. We'll be back on with the Jay Thomas Show on AM 970 WDAY or 93.1 FM. Simulcast on, what is it, AM 1100 The Flag.
Yep.
And what's the other one?
AM 1090 The AM Flag in Tioga.
Yeah. There we go. I'll get it. A couple more times, I'll
get it.
There
you go.
All right, we'll be right back here with the Jay Thomas Show, everyone.
Weather brought to you, by the way, by Moving Team 6. Just Google them. They can help you move everywhere. More of the Jay Thomas Show continues. Zoo Sales and Rental, time check, 2:37. The Jay Thomas Show, guest hosted by Jason Berg today. And you can reach out and be a part of the program, 701-293-9000, or email us. The email is studio at wdayradionow.com. And, you know, I know Jason is lucky enough to have a hot spring spa, splash super a sauna. Well, you can have all of that stuff, too. You just have to go into hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and get it. One of the best additions to his home, Jay says. And if you're thinking about a hot tub, check out hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Listen, once you got one, you'll understand. It's every day made better. Stores in Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Yeah, I mean, it would be really nice to have. I got to give a shout-out to my folks. They are leaving this cold weather and driving. They're heading to sunny Arizona and stopping and seeing my cousin in Colorado on the way. So they're leaving the frozen tundra, Ronnie. I mean, so what could we wish them when they get to Arizona? Like cold, rainy, and 45?
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm just kidding, mother.
I mean, listen, last time I went to Vegas, I went for a walk that morning and saw my breath. I was like, really? Is this Vegas?
When we were in Vegas for that NASCAR race, it was really cold once the dark hit, but it rained. And, like, things flooded. Like, they're not ready for rain there at all.
Yeah, it the last day we were there, it was pretty nice, but two of the mornings started out like pretty foggy and, you know, mist and all that stuff.
That's unreal. Gosh, there was something I was going to bring up with you that Dale Jr. just opened up a restaurant for strictly for homeless people, free meals and stuff. So we'll talk about that. But we wanted to talk about another new restaurant that was going to open. We were talking about when I first got here, and we'll talk about that and the wild and insanely crazy lines at Taco John's. Wow. I mean,
I mean, people love their Taco John's.
They do. They do. We'll talk a little bit about that. Randy from Hartwood, how you doing today?
Not too bad. You?
I'm not doing too bad. It got a nice shot overlooking the highway. An afternoon off from my regular job. Come here and play with Ronnie and hang out for a few hours, talk about a few fun things. What can we do for you?
Hey, I caught into the conversation late. Mm-hmm. You guys were talking about concerts and such.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to throw out that you mentioned Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think the conversation was about, geez, ticket prices are so high because you got to cover this, that, whatever. I just wanted to, because I have some inside knowledge on it, I was part of the crew, part of that crew of at least 60 people that set up that show.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 21 truckloads of things that they needed to set that show up. And it took hours, of course, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd also bought tickets for my family to see that show. And they also had given, I don't remember the charity, but they had given thousands and thousands of dollars to a local charity. But our tickets were like $55 for that show. So it seemed like what I was hearing from you guys was that, yeah, they're talking about expensive concert prices, you know. But for $55, and that was a heck of a show, and with pyrotechnics and all this other kind of stuff, and lots of performers. But the tickets weren't that expensive for that show.
Yeah, that got brought up by an emailer, Randy, because he was using that as justification for why ticket prices are so high, never having in his email mentioned anything about what the TSO ticket prices were for. We're talking more about Foo Fighters for $400 a ticket. Kenny Chesney is at times $300-some a ticket, depending on the type of ticket you get, and so on and so forth. Absolutely, $55 is an affordable ticket, but that's kind of not, you know, what we're talking about.
The exception, not the norm, huh?
Yeah, correct, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a fantastic show.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you have the kind of production that they have. It totally makes sense that you need that stuff, and they do. I mean, everyone I've talked to that's ever been one of their shows is just wowed when they leave.
And every year the show is totally different than the year before. So it's not like they go out there and regurgitate the show. I mean, I've seen them probably 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And every show is completely different. So they retool every single show. And sounds like you guys are all on top of what I was trying to say. So I just want to throw out there that they did all of this and the ticket prices were still reasonable.
Yes. And those kinds of bands we appreciate.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm embarrassed to say I have never gone.
Thanks for the call, Randy.
I've never gone and see the orchestra.
Oh, my goodness. Why have you not made that happen?
I don't know.
We got a chance to talk on my morning show with Janae, I believe it was a member of Mannheim Steamroller, and the talent, the musicianship, all of the different instruments they have to learn to play and then the show that they do, it's incredible. So a very similar thing. Now, TSO and Mannheim are different, but a similar style of performance.
You know, I just read something this morning, too, and I kind of laughed about this. I used to be a huge Motley Crue fan in the 80s. Like, you know, the 80s Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Poison, all that. I mean, and I attended all their shows, and
the hair bands, if you will.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not a hair person, obviously. I lost all my hair, but I like to pretend I like hair music, you know, still and I rock. However, I saw, you know, Motley Crue's, I don't know, second or third final tour that they went on at the Fargo Dome, and have you seen like back and forth over the last couple of years since they got rid of Mick Mars? There was lawsuits that, you know, they were using backing tracks and they had to do this and that to cover for him.
I have seen a few things about that, about fights and discussions between Mick and Nikki.
Nikki's fake. He doesn't play and all this stuff. Yeah. And I had to laugh a little bit this morning because I was reading some comments because Motley Crue actually won the lawsuit against Mick Mars. He had to, on the record, say that he lied, that they don't use backing tracks and this and that. And I had to laugh because some of the comments were like, really? Backing tracks? Have you heard Vince Neil sing? If those are the backing tracks, that's horrible.
Well, you know? and here's the thing. I mean, and I think this goes to a lot of the stuff that's out there on your various forms of social media. You can be pissed they asked you to leave the band and all this kind of stuff. And from everything I know, Mick had to leave because he had debilitating pain and, you know, he had a lot of health problems that he was suffering from years of dealing with things. You can go say whatever you want about people and be pissed, but you better figure out how much it's going to cost you to say something that you don't have proof to back up. So,
well, if you were in that band for that many years, how do you, I mean, how do you throw so many things at the wall, but if you know that it's wrong, then you're going to lose money on lawyer fees.
Yeah.
You got to, maybe you're partially getting a little slow in the brain.
It's
your memory's not as what it used to be.
It is a lot like some of the stuff that happened. I mean, I don't know the whole story behind the Don Felder and the Eagles thing, but they have had disagreements. The members of Journey have become a clown show. How that's gone over the years, people, you know, original members of the band leaving and switcheroo things. And then you got your Daryl Hall and John Oates splitting
up. Oh, man,
and
that isn't in that.
Yeah,
one
we
weird?
Are never getting back together, in the words of Taylor Swift.
Sue each other and everything like that. I mean, there's some crazy stuff. You know, it's funny how, like, you and I could be childhood friends and, you know, something happened in our lifetime, you know, that was a once in a lifetime event. It's funny how you can remember it differently than I could, and we were both there at the same time at the same exact minute. Isn't that funny how the human brain works a little bit on that?
It does. It does.
You know,
Joe emailed in, by the way, and said, "Hey, I heard you guys were going to talk about Tucker Johns. Let her rip."
Yeah. I wonder if it's who I'm thinking of.
It probably is.
So obviously, and I'll preface this. I used to be a former Taco John's employee. Let's see, it had been about 37 years ago.
The store in the mall in Minot.
Oh, and I worked at the one across from the old, it was the 410, and it had just turned to the Gentleman's Club at that time.
Ah, okay.
And
I know where that Taco John's is.
Yeah, the bar rush was insane. In fact, we had to lock the lobby. We had gates that we locked the lobby, and we had to take the plants down, and we only allowed drive through and walk up only.
Sure.
You know, pick up. But anyway, it was a fun job. We could make all the taco fun things we did. Like I used to make a all beef taco Bravo and throw nacho cheese inside of it. And I had, you know, and I had my potato Lays, and I would see people come with tacos from Taco Bell just to drive through and pick up potato Lays. And I used to live just down the street from the one in West Fargo, and I swear when I quit smoking, 30 pounds of my weight is owed to Taco John's. I mean, I probably ate there, Ronnie, 4 times a week, whether it was lunch or supper. I mean, I was a diehard. So I get the long lines. It went away. I was kind of bummed. I would go places and have Taco John's, and I was like, man, this doesn't taste as good. And then in the last couple of years, I felt like the Olays were like just overcooked, dried out, not very good.
Mm.
And so I was kind of excited when they came back. However, when I ate at another Taco John's owned by this group that came back to Fargo, I tried it 2 or 3 different times, and I was like, this still isn't any good. So I don't know if my taste buds have changed, but I don't really like it anymore, except for the potato Lays. It's just not the same tacos. I don't know. Something's different about it. Just like it was pointed out to me the other day that black olives are no longer black olives anymore. They're kind of green now that they took the, since John F. Kennedy Jr. took the color tint out of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. They're a little different, but Taco John's doesn't hit me the same. So I'm surprised by the nostalgia of it.
Yeah. In your defense, there is science to prove that as you get older, your taste buds do change.
And I want to believe that because I really am glad for the people that like Taco John's that it's back.
Well, and I would also argue, you know, I don't know that they just left. I mean, it was that. This was like an angry ex-girlfriend. I mean, a lot of people here felt like we were excommunicated from the Taco John's family. Yeah. I mean, they were gone a while.
Does anybody know why they just up and left? Did anybody ever really find out why Taco John's is up and left?
That is a very good question. I'm not 100% sure what the, you know, I am sure that the particular ownership group just felt like things weren't viable at the time and pulled up stakes. And
well, and I'm sure at that time it wasn't it kind of a hard hiring period in this area
it very much was, and I think that was the death knell and the beginning of the end, because there were restaurants that people would call us in particular parts of town that would say, well, yeah, we couldn't find anybody to work today, so that particular restaurant is closed. And there were a lot of places, and quite frankly, some still are, that are battling with that in the metro. You can't find people that you can depend on, trust, to do the kinds of things to keep the place, the doors open, the lights on, all this stuff that you need to do. Some places have, and kudos to them. Other places haven't been able to find that. And if you do find those people, they typically don't stay long. Because that usually isn't a job you're going to make a career out of, unless maybe you're a manager of a particular franchisee store or something. You know, if you're a general employee, let's just say, that's not something you're looking at. Hey, you know, I worked at Taco John for 27 years. I mean, that's not what most people do in those kinds of jobs.
Yes.
So,
and you know what? In all fairness, though, I am going to, when it settles down, I'm going to go get my meat and potato burrito. And I'm a plain guy, so it's just going to have meat, potatoes, and extra cheese in it. I don't need the fill. I don't like the fluff in it. I've always been that way.
Not a refried bean guy?
No, despise refried beans. I don't know why. And maybe it's because I work there. I don't know. But I've never really liked refried beans.
I don't know. I kind of have a love affair for the Taco Bravo.
I like it with an all beef. So I'm going to go there and give it a chance because I do want it to succeed. I did used to like it. But like you said, maybe my taste buds have changed. You know, and I think a lot of people are really happy to have it back. So what is your...
Well, the lines out to the road off of 45th would tell you that four or five days a week.
I know. And, you know, I kind of liken it, though, no offense to Taco John's lovers, to when Sonic came to town. I remember when we went and visited a friend in Indiana or Illinois, and they had a Sonic, and he's like, oh, it's so great. And you would see these commercials around here on TV, and I was always like, God, we don't even have one. Why are we getting commercials for Sonic? And I thought, wow, those mouth-watering, it looks great. And the level of anticipation did not meet the expectation, you know, the realization of it when I had it, you know. Mm. So what are you going to go eat? You haven't gone there because it's been busy and
yeah, I can't get in. Like, you can't literally turn off, especially when I get off work, you can't turn off the road to get it. I mean, the cars are out into the road.
It was that way last night at 8:30 when I went by it. You know, I see Snapchats every day lately. Like, my buddy Casey just got his breakfast burrito there the other day, and he Snapchatted, heaven.
That's what I miss. Because when I was working at a place, that's what we used to do as a team building thing. We got breakfast burritos one day a week. Oh. And they do have good breakfast burritos.
I would say that I do still enjoy those. So while we're on the break here, you know, think about it. If you are going to go to Taco John's, what's your go-to? And have you been to the Taco John's and waited in line for an hour? and was it worth it? Because I know one of my friends, you know, asked for no tomatoes, and her picture was a lot of tomatoes in it. But, you know, I liken that when you go somewhere and pay for something, it's going to be a mistake once in a while,
if you're
right?
expecting it to be made to order, then it should be made to order.
Yeah, it's going to be a mistake once in a while. So.
See, now only, what, 7 or 8 more months until Nachos Navidad?
Nachos Navidad. Yeah, something to look forward to, right? Yeah. All right, we'll be right back here on the Jay Thomas Show, everybody.
Zoo Sales and Rentals Time Check 306, the Jay Thomas Show, guest hosted by Jason Berg this afternoon. And you can participate in the show by calling 701-293-9000, Thor Building Studio Line, or the Red Wing Shoes and Boots email, studio@wdayradionow.com. I know a lot of you have big cellular phone bills. Well, one place that we know in West Fargo might be able to help you solve that. They're growing because people are finally realizing at Boost Mobile, you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars a month for your cell phone. Business so good at the new location, they've opened up a brand new store at a second location, as a matter of fact, in West Fargo, now open 1115 9th Street East. Boost Mobile gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for $25 a month. No contracts, no surprise fees. You get nationwide coverage and a free phone when you switch. If you're tired of overpaying every month, get in on it now and check out the new Boost Mobile location in West Fargo. Your wallet will thank you. They're in the old Premier Video location across from Family Fair. Easy to spot. Perfect time to stop in and make your switch.
You know, I got a couple things, Ronnie. I had somebody listening give us their Taco John's go-to.
Okay.
I have to give a shout-out. You know, I have a couple, I have more than a couple friends that are that I would like to say they claim me as their friend, that say, hey, I heard you on the Jay Thomas Show today. You did a good job. I'm like, and you didn't call in. I don't see the green light lighting up. So, you know, give us your Taco John's go-to. But here is one, and it is. It's from our good buddy that used to be in the radio business, Mike Fetz. You know him.
He's
listening down in Vegas, and he said, let the Taco John's folks know they need a Taco John's in Vegas. Now, one of his go-tos, I'm going to try. He puts potato olays on his taco salad.
Okay.
I don't know about that one.
Well, and I mean, you know, Taco John's is, I believe, technically considered Tex-Mex. And when you're in a place that has authentic Mexican food, and we are lucky enough to have a couple of authentic restaurants here, I don't know that, I mean, I don't mind Taco John's, but hey, if I'm going to have authentic Mexican food, I'm having authentic Mexican food.
See, and this is where we differ. You know, like, what was the place that was in the old Highway Host on Main Avenue? Mangoes, was it?
I think you're right.
Everybody was like, Taco John's has nothing on this real authentic. And I went there and I'm like, I'll take Taco John's any day. I'm not an authentic. The other thing Mike said is he'd put potato Lays on his taco burger. Now, I love taco burgers. So I think I would probably do that one with some hot sauce or nacho cheese on it. I think I would do that one. I don't know. Well, what's your go-to? You were saying you like the breakfast burritos. What else?
I typically get the super burrito with extra sour cream. I know that's, you know, probably not the best for you, but that's what I get. And then potato olays and nacho cheese for the olays.
Oh, yeah. I bounce between the nacho cheese, which they have the best nacho cheese. The brand is Que Bueno.
I had forgotten what that was.
Happy Joe's uses it for their nacho pizzas as well.
Wow,
fun fact,
look at
there.
That.
But I mean, it is phenomenal. But I still like ketchup with my
I go back and forth.
If you're my grandson, he'll scoop his finger in ketchup and just I don't even know about
it.
Saw him dunk an apple in ketchup one day. It's kind of
sometimes you like what you like. Yeah. I mean, people rip on me. When I was a little kid, I used to do the mashed potatoes, the sauerkraut, and the cut up hot dogs and ketchup, and I'd swirl it all into a pile and consume that like a casserole.
I swear I had a relative, and I could be wrong, that put ketchup on peas. I know they did it on scrambled eggs. I had a relative that did that. But, you know, my mom made the comment, I thought it was hilarious, that I've come a long way since SpaghettiOs and mac and cheese. But, haha, mom, joke's on you. I still eat that. In fact, I told Ronnie this on break. Last time we had the grandkids, I bought peanut butter and jelly. And I have not had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in forever. Now I've probably had three in the last week because I forgot how good they were. So
someone, Nate, emailed the studio and said his is soft-shelled tacos with potato oles.
I've heard of somebody
doing
that,
Nate. And
he
also is a big fan of the breakfast burrito as well.
Yeah, the breakfast burritos, I'll give it. You know, you cannot go wrong with bacon and scrambled eggs and cheese and potatoes. I mean, that is pretty good. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with that. You know, side note, and yes, for those that are probably wondering, I'm diagnosed ADHD, so you don't have to call in and ask Ronnie if I've got ADHD. The joke at work is I pivot so much I'm required to do like a ding, like that okay button or whatever, easy button.
Oh.
I need to do that. But is the Mexican village in Grand Forks, was it related business-wise to the ones that were in Fargo, or is that separate owners? Would you know that?
I do not know that, unfortunately. Yeah, I have no idea.
I pivot from a lot of stuff. Sorry,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah,
you got to keep
that's up. All
right. I keep you on your toes. All right, let's get back to the conversation that you and Matt, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing? I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, me too. The taco burger with the potato oles is delicious.
Oh, I forgot about
the
taco
burger.
The
other thing you need to do is take the nacho cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then get their the super hot sauce, the green sauce.
The green, okay. I don't think I've ever actually had the green.
Oh, you need to get, if you like spicy, you'll like the green.
Okay.
And then you mix the nacho cheese and the green sauce together for the oles. You got yourself something there.
Okay.
So, that might be good.
Enjoy that when you try it. I got to go.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Matt. I remember it brings back fond memories. I worked with a sports guy in radio for many years. We were right next to a taco. I mean, we could walk there every day. And so that's what he would do for lunch. He's no longer with us, but he would have a taco burger and a Coke almost every day.
Really?
For lunch, yeah.
Thanks to Brent, he said that they have no relation for Mexican Village between the old and former owners there in Grand Forks or Fargo.
Good to know. Jim, by the way, emails, I love the Taco John's, but I miss the Apple Grande. I didn't know they got rid of the Apple Grande.
I didn't know either, but that was good.
Or maybe that's season holiday. I don't know. Yeah,
I wonder if they have the churro still, that taco Klondike
now
bar type
now I'm wondering. Yeah,
I do like churros. Those were pretty good too. Yeah, now I am getting hungry. Taco John's, you got a lot of free publicity today.
So now the line is going to block traffic on 45.
Now at 5 o'clock, you and I are hungry, Ronnie. We're not going to get any Taco John's today.
Oh, we got another one. Adam is emailed, says the TJ's go-to order is the Taco Bravo meal number 4 with the small ole side of cheese. I dip the churro in the nacho cheese. So.
Oh, I don't know about that one. Nacho cheese. I don't know. Interesting. Ronnie was telling me there's a new restaurant thinking of coming to Fargo that we'll talk about here in a few minutes. I also want to ask, I've been getting harassed about people with these DOT scams with your biennial updates and things like that. So anybody that's in the trucking industry of any kind that deals with DOTs, give us a few minutes. I want to ask some questions about that because it's just been a hassle. So, Ronnie, you told me there's another restaurant that's looking to come to the Fargo-Moorhead area or possibly in the state somewhere.
Well, I saw a post, and I want to say it was on a Fargo-Moorhead either food and restaurant page or a community page last night that someone was asking the question, what do you think would go well that we don't already have in Fargo-Moorhead? And someone suggested the possibility of opening or trying to open a Brazilian steakhouse type restaurant. I know there is something. I'm trying to remember the name in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's a, I believe, Brazilian steakhouse right off the interstate. I have been there twice. It was very good both times. But there were some people saying, oh, absolutely, totally, been to Fogo de Chão in the Twin Cities. But there were about 60% of people that were also saying, eh, restaurants have come and gone, a lot of them in Fargo-Moorhead. Could you be able to keep something like that going? It might go really well because people haven't had it for a month, and then what are you going to do?
So, explain to me, okay, yeah. I'm very naive. What kind of a restaurant style is that? I don't even really know. This is how naive I am about certain restaurants and places I go. What's it? I mean, maybe this is what you're talking about.
So Brazilian style steakhouse. It's one of those where you buy your whatever you can eat, protein or whatever, and then you got a couple of guys that bring a big meat stick to, and they just shave it off till you say you're full or whatever, and you basically you're eating until you're done.
What's the one where
you're pushing the thing away, saying, I'm done.
You get like 8, 12, 16 people sitting around some guy cooking, and they're flipping eggs and rice. And
well, that's hibachi.
Hibachi.
Okay, yeah. So those are fun, too.
But this is how naive I am. I've never had them. I'm 55 years old, and the first time I've been to one, Ronnie, was last year in Florida. And I don't know if I was impressed with it. I've got a couple callers here. Nick, how you doing? What can we do for you today?
Oh, Jason, Ronnie, I don't know. You guys getting us all hungry. But I want to, since it's a shout-out to this Matt, I'm going to give a little shout-out for the Fergus Falls Taco Johns.
They for sure.
In pretty much early 70s, or not really, kind of a little bit in the later 70s. No, it was early 70s. Sorry. They've been consistent. The COVID hit hard. They were struggling like everything. I think I know the owners. They were multiple franchises. One thing was consistent. Everything stayed good. It stayed the same. We weren't fighting, and we've had them here in town for as long as I can remember. And, yeah, I'd take a Taco John's over a Taco Bell any day.
Well, when I worked there, and I've been to Fergus a lot, so I'm not, and I don't even remember where that's at. But I used to not much go past the racetrack much, obviously. But when I worked there, Ronnie, we had to take the 25-pound tubes of steak, meat.
Yeah.
Cut it open and throw it in that big kettle and back, mix the ingredients a certain way, cook it for like 8 hours, and then it was on a pivot. It would dump, and you would dump it into the pans to put it in the fridge for that. We made fresh meat every day.
It's all coming back to me now.
But now I think they bag it and stuff. So thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. And again, you know, the shout out, it sounds like, is well warranted. You know, mm-hmm. the staff has been there consistently at the TJ's there in Fergus and done very well.
So, speeding things up and whatnot don't go very well. We got another caller joining us. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
John, how are you?
Hi, you had a question about DOT?
Yes, actually, so this is kind of funny. It is, when I first came to the company I'm at now, I re-registered us for our DOT number, and now it's good for every 2 years, correct? I am getting calls daily, even though I've went to the federal DOT government website and did the biennial renewal. I have companies emailing me and calling me constantly. I mean, I received some on Friday and Saturday this week. And I told the one lady, she was just so aggressive. I said, you know, you're really good at your job. I said, I have a job opening in sales. I think you could make a lot of money if you want to move to North Dakota. And I said, but you know, I've already did it. I've got the receipt. And I said, this is just getting to be harassing. I said, how about I turn this over to the state's attorney's office? And she hung up on me. But what is the reasoning that we're getting all these if you can just go register this stuff yourself rather than paying these people calling?
That's all it is. If you've done the biannual registration and updated all your info with your equipment and all that, They're just trying to get money from you to do it for you, which you really don't need to pay. That's all it is.
They've got some very good tactics. I mean, they're threatening you with $10,000 fines and penalties if you do not renew. They're telling you they're looking at the website that you're not registered. You need to pay them $4.99 today to get it updated, and they really pressure you.
Yeah, but it's just high pressure sales tactics is all it is. If you've updated your registration, I don't remember what the number is on that. $10.99, but that's not right. I know that, but if you've got it done, you don't have to worry about anything.
Is it just
trying to get money from you?
Is it legitimate high pressure sales, John, or could some of these even be a scam?
Well, they could be a scam. But generally, they're just trying to get, you pay them $500 to do something that takes you, about a minute and a half?
Yeah, and it doesn't, it's minutes. He's right. It took me minutes to
Jeez,
do.
Jeez, that's a good gig. I got to figure out how do you get one of those gigs?
Yeah, I mean, and they really put the pressure on you. I mean, and now I've resorted myself to being sarcastic and funny about it and offering them a job and whatnot. But I really had to pay attention that I didn't pay somebody to do something that you can literally do for free yourself.
Basically that's what it is. That's really all it is. If you've done the update and the Safer Web shows you being current and everything, you should be fine.
So if there is a gap in between when you've taken care of everything, is there a website that's actually updated so that I could go check? Even though I have the receipt sitting on the corner of my desk that's straight from the DOT government website. That's how I knew it was official. It's sitting on my desk so I can tell these people that are high pressure calling me that I have it right here and this is what it says. And one of them said, well, fax it to me. I don't believe you. I think you're lying to me.
Kind of like a do not call list. Yeah. Like, hey, I already got it. Stop calling me.
Is there a place I can check that to see if it's updated? I mean, it is still going on, and we're 29th of January.
Is that the MS-150? Isn't that what that is, the MS-150?
Yes.
Yeah, if you go, wherever you went and did that, it should show it to be updated. If you've got it printed off, you're good. You could go to the Safer Web, put in your DOT number there, and it'll tell you if you're current. It'll show you all your violations, not that you had, if you had any, or
no.
Even it'll even show you inspections where you've had 10 inspections and 10 good. It'll give you all the information.
Well, I don't have to do that. Just because I don't think I made a mistake because I went to the same place as I did 2 years ago because I keep the records of that and everything was legitimate and everything. I mean, but when they harass you so much, I literally was starting to think, God, did I miss something this time?
Well, that's what they want you to think. And then you get scared and you go, well, here, I'll have you do it for me and to make sure it's done. And but it's already done. You already did it.
Oh, well,
updating your MS-150. I think that's what it is. I'm thinking about it. It's simple, easy, and you can do. I mean, it takes a minute and a half.
Yeah, you were pretty nice, Jason. I think the next time you get one of those calls, it might be, well, let me get your first name, the number, and the name of your business, and I'll just talk to the Attorney General's office, and we'll see what they say about whether my stuff is valid, and
Yeah, I mean, and I offered the one a job. The other one I said, I'm looking at, I Googled your business, and it says this is a scam. Mm-hmm. You're literally lying to the customers for things that I can do for free. And I started having a little fun with it, but then after it kept coming, I was like, well, did I make a mistake here or what? Mm-hmm. You started to question yourself a little bit. And I finally just said, you know what? This is the same place I went 2 years ago. It was right then, and it's got to be right now.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for calling in, John. We really appreciate it. Makes me feel a little bit better, Ronnie.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it might not hurt. I mean, if you continue to get those over the next week or two, I believe, don't quote me on this, there is an Office of Consumer Protection inside the North Dakota Attorney General's office that would be probably interested to hear that story. You don't hear a lot about these, but there are times where North Dakota goes after places saying, you can't practice business in the state anymore because of your tactics. and here are the you know, they typically send out a press release. The following business is no longer allowed to practice do business in North Dakota because, so.
You know, it is just kind of funny, though, how they get your phone number. Like, okay, how does all of them get my number?
Well, if it's it's a business line, right?
They're actually calling me on my cell phone.
Oh, then.
That they're texting me. They're calling on the business line, but okay. I'm getting texts.
Well, that's I would call and ask about that because that seems pretty predatory to me.
I mean, typically I've been deleting and reporting a spam and it deletes it.
But if you've had the same number for a while, I get spam calls every once in a while on mine, but I've had the same cell phone number for over 20 years now. So I'm guessing my number's probably out on the dark web somewhere for sale for anybody, you know.
So this is one I just got. This one was January 21st. I've had more. In fact, I know I reported one of spam this morning. They literally said notice of required compliance with US DOT, clearinghouse, queries, and account maintenance for 2026 period. You are failure to be in compliance, subject to fines, DOT audit review. Penalties up to $5,000 per driver. So if we have eight drivers,
that's how they reel you. That's how they reel you in. Like John said, hey, we're going to make you believe that you haven't done it yet. And not only that, we're going to try to compel you to contact us because you'll be fined if you don't.
Well, yeah, the way they're stating it, we could face up to $40,000 in fines, and it can take up to 4 weeks to process. So we have to worry about that.
I'd report it to the AGs. I mean, that's coercion. That's predatory tactics there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. Come back and check us out here on the Jay Thomas Show.
Zoo Sale and Rentals time check is 3:37. The Jay Thomas Show, guest hosted by Jason Berg. Jay back in tomorrow.
On a Friday.
I know. It's strange, but that is the case. PetroServe USA, there is one near you. And I know that's where Jay loves to get his Lewis and Clark coffee, the big PetroServe mug. While some of the other things you can take advantage of, the great home cooking. Also, OH ice cream, 48-ounce tubs, $4.99. Liquid ice, if you need the energy, 16-ounce cans, $1.79. 10-ounce bag of Old Trapper to get yourself some protein on the go, $13.99. And Johnsonville beef hot dogs and cheddar and jalapeno, 2 for $3. Get an additional dollar off with the PetroServe USA Rewards Program. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, and there's one near you.
You know, we did get a comment from a friend of mine, Heather. She said, I would call in, but I cannot, regarding the Taco John's.
Yes.
She went and got a ton of food for the family, Olay's and cheese, soft-shell tacos, regular tacos.
They're the ones that do the six-pack and a pound, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
The tacos had no flavor. A couple of people have commented in the family that, you know, Olay's are Olay's. You really can't screw them up. I know.
You can.
Yeah,
you overfry them.
Yeah. Yep. But it is still, it's hard to do flavorless tacos. And that's how she phrased it perfectly. Mm. They're flavorless. A lot of lettuce in it. And it just, there's no flavor. And she says, it'll actually be a while before I go back. And she loves Taco John's, you know. But
yeah, I mean, it's, I haven't heard many who aren't happy, but there are always a couple. That's
all right. So off the Taco John subject, but
by the way, somebody emailed me the place I was trying to tell you about in Sioux Falls, mm-hmm. Carnival Brazilian, and that is an excellent restaurant.
I have never been,
but that is a type of Brazilian style steakhouse. You're getting meat and all the meat you want until you tell them no
meat, boss. A meat coma, huh?
Yeah.
I will try that when I go to Sioux Falls. I might be making a Sioux Falls run next month for some race car parts. So I will, it will put it on my list to actually try it and tell you if I did. You know, last thing on food, and we'll get to some other stuff. I really, really wanted to go to a Dave and Buster's. Everybody says it's so fun. Adult, big kid games, you know, you'll love it.
Yeah,
you'll
it's like, it. What is it, Chuck E. Cheese for
the adults.
Yeah.
Right? So we were in Nashville, and waiting to get into what is the old Grand Ole Opry, right?
Oh yeah,
Dave and Buster's in the mall right there, and
oh, it's nearby.
Okay. Oh, right across the street.
Okay,
went in there, had the absolute worst food experience and serving experience in my entire lifetime.
Oh,
obviously that does not reflect on the one in Minneapolis or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a franchise. Yeah.
However, the food, Ronnie, was so bad, burnt, just disgusting, that I will never set foot in a Dave and Buster's in my entire life.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, to that point, and I believe Heather, the emailer, that is the other thing. You're out there. It's your dream to, let's say, buy one of these franchises. I think this thing's going to go like gangbusters. We're going to do well. People will love it. We'll make all this money. And then you're out there trying to hire people. And, you know, how the food is made, if it's a restaurant, it's kind of the much like the greeter at the restaurant. It's the face of the franchise.
Oh, for sure.
And one wrong thing, move, terrible service, things like that. And now in this day and age, people destroy you on social media, some of whom probably have never even set foot in your restaurant, but rip you on a post, and then your, you know, attendance falls and all this kind of stuff. That's a huge part of it, to monitor and ensure that quality control. Every taco's made the same. It's all going out the same, same amount of meat, same amount of tomato, same amount of lettuce, all this stuff. It's tough to get that person who takes dedication in what they do. Like, I am glad I got a job here. This is how we're told or trained to make this stuff. I'm going to make sure it goes out the right way so the customer has a good experience. It sometimes is tough to find someone who has that thought process too.
We had a meeting the other day at work, and it, you know, it's your annual sexual harassment and just policies and stuff in work.
Yeah.
And one of the things I tried to tell people, and it wasn't sexual harassment related, it was just workforce. Even myself, I have to remind myself and sometimes apologize to the employee, because I still come from a generation where, Ronnie, if you're my boss and it's Friday at 3 o'clock and you say, we're not done, you're going to be here tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm be like, okay. And I'm going to go home all pissed off and tell my family that my boss is going to make me work tomorrow. But you know what? I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't give them, you know, 10 days notice, it's like an act of Congress to get them to work on a Saturday. But somehow the way you interact with them and the way you could interact with them 25 years ago is different.
It is.
And it's okay for you to come up and say, hey, I think you could have approached that better. And you know, I've had to eat crow and go like, yeah, you know what? I probably should have. It probably came across different than what you were thinking. So.
Well, and it's tough because you're put in a situation where you understand that. You understand that you're the face of the business, all this kind of stuff. And even if you don't use a certain tone of voice or anything, like, listen, we got a customer complaint. It was about the food. I know you guys were working at the time the order was, because I can see it on the receipt. This is the way we need to do this. Even if you were very succinct in that way in explaining it, nowadays someone potentially gets emotional. They just, well, screw this, you know, I don't need to work. And they just up and quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's, people can't even take constructive criticism sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
if it's warranted.
I mean, they take constructive criticism sometimes as you're telling them they're bad. You know,
right? Yes.
And you know,
I'm not telling you you're bad. I'm telling you that particular meal was made bad. We need to improve. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, and you know. I don't know if you're a TikTok person, but I love sometimes just sitting in the chair and flaking out and watching TikTok. You know, it said, worst franchises to be an owner of. Two of the top franchises were Chick-fil-A and McDonald's, because they own, you know, like McDonald's, they're not really a restaurant. They're the world's largest, you know, real estate holder. You know, you sign that 20-year lease, and they may just say, Ronnie, it's been a good run for 20 years, but bye, you know, you're gone. And they say Chick-fil-A and McDonald's take so much in your profit, and then what your franchise fees or everything. I mean, these restaurants got to do better. And a solid tip for any restaurant such as Taco John's, Hardee's, McDonald's, they've gotten away a little bit. They're kind of hidden now. But just remember, any of your kitchens that are in view of the public, what your employees look like, if they look like they're wearing the same apron for over a month, that'll stand up. If they take it off, they don't need the coat rack. It stands up by itself. Or are very unappealing how they are presenting themselves, really turns you off. And I won't mention this restaurant, but there's one that I was thoroughly disgusted at. And about 6 months later, a buddy said, hey, we're going here. Can I bring you something back to the shop? And I went, yeah, sure. The visualization of that when I tried to eat that item came back to me. And it's been over a year. I literally spit it out. I have not eaten at that place.
Well, and to your point about, you know, spending the money, the profitability, all that kind of stuff, there are places that have decided to take that out of the employee's hands and went, listen, if you're going to work for us, we're going to make sure that this stuff happens. If you're not the greatest person on your laundry, all this stuff, here's your six aprons, here's your six shirts, here's your two caps, your 10 pairs of pants. They go out and get you the stuff so that you don't have the excuse to make sure you're properly attired, if you will. Sharon emails, I just had a beef burrito at Taco John's, jalapenos, extra cheese. It was fantastic, she says.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for calling in or emailing. I appreciate it. And I love jalapenos. I love the spice.
And somebody emailed in with an addition on the DOT topic that you brought up. We have a small business with a few trucks. They send emails and text constantly, and it looks like we haven't paid and are going to get our trucks repossessed and are going to get shut down. Usually it happens on a weekend. We know it's a scam because they don't work weekends. Then I got hit on my credit card from the DOT. I called the card company and had them stop payment or dispute the charge. Turns out it actually was the DOT compliance that the wife set up on autopay.
Oh.
So I would imagine you had to immediately call them as soon as they got the dispute from your bank and went, hey, sorry, our mistake.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell right from wrong. You know, I have a friend that works with a local PD, and I was playing in a pool tournament with him a couple weeks ago. And pool tournaments, sometimes you're sitting around for hours, Ronnie, with nothing to do, waiting to play your
match.
I've
heard that. Yeah,
yeah, and it's why I tell everybody they should be on like a 60-second shot clock, even amateurs like us. We should be, because we're probably the worst. You know, you get beers in you and everything, and you probably take 3 minutes to shoot. Anyway, and I was telling him, and we were talking about his job. He moved from out western part of the state, and he's kind of filling in. And I was like, you know, I'd really like to do a ride-along. Is that still legal? Can you do one? And he's like, yeah, we can do this. And
yeah, you got to sign a pretty good waiver sheet and have a background check run. But I believe they
do
still do that. Yeah.
And I asked him about his job, and he goes, you know, it's not as bad as you think. He goes, sometimes I find it just humorous, the things people do that were, you know, interacting with the public about and stuff. And most of it's all good. I struggle to think of how hard it would be with everything going on, like in Minnesota right now and everywhere else, what it would be like. And what you see in the news, like a big deal with ICE supposedly going over to Don's car wash the other day. And I love the manager's answer that they said it was so over exaggerated. It was like one person getting an officer stopping in because it was a probation violation. It wasn't like 30 guards stormed Don's car wash.
So to be clear, it wasn't even ICE. Yeah. It was a probation violation.
Well, no, it was an ICE deal.
Oh, it was.
Deal, but
okay.
But she likened it to a probation violation where just a sheriff came in and said, hey, do you have Ronnie Lee working here? You know, I need to talk to him. You know, it wasn't. It was so made up. And I just think of everything. I've struggled with this, and even I've told you this when I fill in for Jay. I never used to be a political person until, I don't know, probably even 5-6 years ago, probably. I started paying more and more attention of what's going on. But I don't know, being a business owner, I found that it's better for me to kind of be silent sometimes because I've seen businesses have trouble if they speak too far one way or the other.
Well, there's two schools of thought on that, and I totally get it, and I'll elaborate in a minute. But the other part of this is the original post was on a community page, unverified, completely like they're wholesale pulling people out of here, unverified. And, you know, it just goes to show you, again, talking about being political, a lot of these things never were political until people started making them political. Customs and Border Patrol, we are a northern state. CBP has been here since, like, forever. Technically, ICE has been here forever or quite a while, several years. But to that point, it goes with anything these days. I mean, I don't know how you feel. I mean, my view is if you're a business, you serve every person of every ideological school of thought. Let's say you own a coffee shop, for example, just to example out of the middle of nowhere. Coffee is drank by hundreds of millions of Americans. No one cares what your thoughts on any of that are. You serve coffee if somebody buys coffee from you and their money is good and not counterfeit, their check clears, their Venmo clears, whatever, end of story. That's what you do as a business, and you have to remember that. I understand people go home at the end of the day. You have social media, all this stuff. You may feel compelled to offer up your thoughts on a thread or post stuff. If you're a business, I get you have freedoms like anybody else. I get you have rights. But as a business, I don't believe it is something I would do because I'm trying to run a business. No one cares what my thoughts are on these things. I'm trying to run a profitable business and feed my family. That's it.
And they want to know if your coffee's good. That's all they care.
Yes.
I mean, even you're a public figure. You're on the radio 2 times a day.
Yeah. So I kind of can't get away from giving my opinion.
Exactly. Do you sometimes, though, find yourself when you're in social situations with people you're not close to? Do you feel like you bite your tongue a little bit?
Yes, I have those situations. There are times, not often, but there are times within family circles. There are just things you don't discuss at holidays and things like that. I remember attending a friend of mine's wedding last spring. And somebody approached me, and mind you, this is in a different country, by the way. That person said, oh, yeah, they told me what you do and who you are and that you support our president. And I just got to tell you, I wasn't even going to talk to you. And I'm like, you don't even know me.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's where we've gotten to, unfortunately.
Do we, I know we got to head to break. Do we have the Warehouse Wonders Roundup?
We do. I believe Stacey Van Dyke's going to be coming up here shortly from B&L.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. All right. We're going to take a quick break here with the Jay Thomas Show. Come back and join us. 93.1 FM, WDY AM 970, 1100 AM The Flag.
Zoo sales and rentals time check is 4:06. Valley News Live Warehouse Wonders V&L Roundup coming your way very, very shortly. By the way, Warehouse Wonders, I don't know if you've been over there, Jason, yet, but absolutely fantastic place. And listen, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that's a place where you can definitely take advantage of some of the stuff that is available. I mean, chairs, household goods, everything from, let me see here, the latest pallets they've gotten in, bathroom and plumbing supplies, brand name kitchen and bath faucets, shower systems, shower pans, bathroom exhaust fans, humidity sensing, LED quiet models, pressure valves, drain assemblies, lighting, furniture and home finishes, smart home and electrical, outdoor utilities, miscellaneous stuff, apartment turns, rental refreshes, fix and flips, new builds, lake homes and cabins that may need a freshen up, budget remodels, and it's brand name items, 40 to 65% off retail every day. And it's in the industrial district in Moorhead, Warehouse Wonders. They are wonderful, so check them out.
You know what's funny is I had told you last time I had filled in, I had not gone, and I realized I remember seeing, I think it was on Valley News Live, a little snip of it one time, and I know Jay talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
And somebody asked, they're like, why haven't you gone? You do things with this. They've got this over there. And I was like, well, you know, I've been waiting for my personal invite, you know, since, you know, I filled in for Jay. I thought I'd get a personal invite, tell him I hadn't been there, but it never came. No, honestly, on a serious note, I actually thought about it last week and I just ran out of time. So it is actually on my Sunday to-do list is to stop by there and check it out.
I think you'd really be impressed.
Yeah. I really want to check it out. There's just so many things that are going on in the... I was reading the other day, and we had already talked food, but the cockroaches found during construction at Leanne Chin, does that deter you from going to eat it anywhere at the mall right Mount in the food court?
I would be lying if I didn't say it would be concerning. I wouldn't take it into account.
From being in the property management business, I know how they transfer a little bit. I would be concerned a little bit myself, but... I heard some news about the mall, though, and I don't know if this is true or not, so I don't mean to misspeak or, you know, throw gossip out that's not true. I heard they may potentially be putting a race car show back inside the mall, like they used to years ago.
Okay. I had not heard that.
As a fan when I was a kid, okay. I really think that'd be really cool.
Well, of course, and, you know, it's funny because Jay just talked about this a day or two ago. Other malls around the country are just, you know, they're having a lot of trouble, but this one is thriving. Mm-hmm. I believe he said he was there last weekend picking up some items and said it's there were people everywhere.
Yeah.
I think a lot, it's the stores, it's the environment, you know, and stuff too, but we're doing it right here. People are still finding reasons to visit the mall where others
Reasons are different now, though. Like, my cousin and I used to go hang out. You know, that was where we'd hung out on Saturdays with all our other, you know, classmate friends, going to meet girls and talk to girls and stuff. That's what we did. It's different, but ours does pretty well. The traffic seems to be generally pretty full, especially on weekends. It seems like it's getting a lot of traffic. You're right. It seems like it's a good abundance of stores right now that everybody likes. A lot of them I don't know. I don't go to the mall a lot and shop. It seems like I hit a lot of the, you know, all the Best Buy, the Shields, the Walmarts, you know, things like Costco, Sam's. I just don't get to the mall as much. But if I know I need to get there, actually, part because it's close to my house, I use the Essentia Clinic there at the mall.
Oh, sure.
And part because then I can go walk through the pet store, too, while I'm waiting. You know, like, when you go to the mall, you always got to make trips through the pet store, don't you? See what little puppies are in there? I mean.
Yeah.
Don't you still do that?
I haven't been in there in several months.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they had a pet store in there once.
They still do?
It's still in there?
It's still in there. You got to go check out the little puppies and kitties in there, man.
Yeah. I mean, there's always suggestions about getting a rescue pet from one of the shelters and all that kind of stuff. Do people have certain feelings about
when I
pet
when
stores,
I got my dog? So. I was told when they found out that I bought it and everything, it was, well, you should have went and got this rescue.
I just don't want to get yelled at if I ever do that.
I don't disagree. And we were talking a break, speaking of getting yelled at, like, if you wanted to run for politics, any just mayor or city councilman, it seems like nowadays, though, if you don't conform with somebody, they're going to try to find whatever can kind of hurt you, or, and you have to consider if you run for a public office, just locally even, how it could affect the company you're working for. They might not like your face and opinions being out there. You probably got to check with them in today's world, right?
Yeah.
So I like I was talking to Jorgensen about that one time. I'm like, I'm very impressed that you went ahead and did this. I don't know that I could talk politics all the time and put my face out there and do what you do and have an opinion for or against something I'm for all the time and be scrutinized on a daily basis. I don't know that I can do it. I got an opinion, Ronnie, but I don't know if I can share it with all those people.
And on that particular level, though, you know, if you're a city commissioner, county commissioner, for the longest time, those weren't partisan positions. Now, in recent years, they've kind of become that way. But a lot of times, you're more dealing with street stuff. Somebody may not feel the same way you do about a certain city or county or whatever issue. It's not necessarily political more than it would be, I just don't feel the same way about that thing that you do, you know.
But everything seems to be political now. I mean, look at the crime. I mean, something's got to be done. I mean, I just saw in Valley News Live today, a person was arrested that I knew from a former employer that had been in prison. And he used to claim how he learned his lesson and he straightened up and life's good, and he learned, and he prison made him a better person and made him understand that, and he just got arrested again. And you're like, man, maybe you shouldn't have got out the first time. And then, you know, I have friends at work in, like I said, the law enforcement or the courthouses, and they'll even tell you, that person's not going to jail. It's not serious enough crime. Well, how are you going to learn your lesson? What is not a serious of enough crime? Like, didn't PetroServe get robbed here and the person get, assaulted as well? And they, you know, what kind of punishment is going to come out of that to deter that person from not robbing another business again? You gotta, what do we got to do? Build more prisons around our jail space? I mean, there's gotta be a way to, how do other countries do it?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, yeah, it's definitely an interesting conundrum. There are people asking questions about sentencing guidelines in certain cases.
I just caught a snippet of it, and you're pretty schooled and knowledgeable in a lot of different areas. Maybe you saw it. The United States percentage of population in prison and or reoffenders is some of the highest in the world. I don't know if you've seen that same statistic or anything about it, but
no,
it was something I saw. I don't know, it was just a week or two ago, that we just have a lot of reoffenders in this area, and you know, I would like to know what we could do better to stop some of this, all the crime in the area. It's getting, I mean, not far from where we're at here on 32nd Avenue. There's been several incidents right down the road from us here on 32nd Avenue. Heck, I never even used to lock my door till 5 years ago, hardly. And now you really got to watch. And I've got friends that concealed and carry. I never would have thought you would have needed a gun 20 years ago. And you used to have a lot of people in this area or where I was living in Virginia that had guns in the back, you know, hunting guns and everything in the back window of their pickup truck. you know, and you never had to worry about anybody pulling them out and using it back in the day that, mm-hmm. that I recall. But you and I had this conversation before. There was people that needed help back then as just there is now. Is it the medication that makes it is that the why in the equation that, you know, is kind of changing things? And that kind of how you phrased it before?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's worth asking questions, some of these in these situations.
You know, sure. Because I joke, like I said, I know I'm ADHD and you know, would it have changed anything when I was younger or when they said I had it when I was older? I probably had it all my life, but they just started giving me a pill for it, you know, as, mm-hmm. as you get older. I also look at it this way. You know, I'm 55 years old. Who cares if I have ADHD now? I'm not going to school anymore, right? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't need to sit still all day, do I?
Yeah, as long as you're doing all right at your job, I guess, you know, in your regular life, I guess you're good.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. Yeah. Dave, thanks for calling Jay Thomas Show. How you doing today?
Yeah, you said something that was interesting. That is actually a true statistic that we are the most incarcerated country by a long shot of anyone in the world.
I heard, thanks for validating that because I had stopped and watched it. And like I said, I know a couple friends that are in the police department and sheriff's department personally, and some people that work within the courthouse. And, you know, I'll make a comment, you know, did you watch the news today? Did you see that person? And they'll tell you that's not a big enough crime. They're not going to jail, or this person will be, you know, together. We have so many repeat offenders, and it was really unique, and I just kind of caught the tail end of that show, and it showed the difference in our prison cells, and this one prison cell, Ronnie, had actually like a small kitchenette. It was like an efficiency apartment, but that country
had, where was this located?
I don't remember. I got to find this show, and I'll promise the next time I fill in for Jay, I'll look it up and find it. But they had like a small kitchenette and everything, and they were probably one of the, if I recall, one of the lowest reoffending countries in the nation as far as repeat offenders.
Something like that in Scandinavia, where, and it was even murderers, and they allowed their families to come in. They had access to kitchens and kitchen knives.
Mm-hmm.
And their theory was, which isn't my theory, because I believe a lot of people should be locked up and throw away the key. But their theory was these people have to reenter society and be amongst us, whereas just warehousing criminals is almost training school for criminals, so when they reenter society, they're actually more advanced criminals. But, you know, a lot of the topics they cover on this program, it's easy to have an answer. That's one of the most challenging. Crime and punishment is one of the most challenging because you can't lock everyone up because you can't afford it because mm-hmm. it's too expensive. And you can't let people out because then they prey on society. So well, that one is a challenge.
I agree wholeheartedly with one thing you said there. There are certain crimes or certain things you do that most definitely should be severe, and it should be have a lot of teeth to it where you really know you did it. Your life should be miserable probably because you don't deserve a good one, in my opinion. And then there are some that you do deserve to face some sort of stiff penalties. Maybe it's more of a work release type thing or something. And, you know, just there's got to be different levels, but there's also something to it because I'm afraid that some of my friends that have local businesses that have been robbed and people assaulted, that the offender's not going to get enough of a punishment to deter them from again. Now, I understand sometimes that life might dictate why a person does a crime because of job, family issues, whatever, mental health issues. But there, you know, I think we have to.
I always thought it was laziness. Like, honestly, crime is not as easy as it sounds.
No, you got to be smart.
Like, if you're a thief,
you got to be smart to commit a crime, right?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know about that, but it's not as easy as it's cracked up to be. So it's like if people put their time and energy into straight things, they might be better. I don't know.
I totally agree with that.
I also know jail is a deterrent for me. I'll let you talk.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why I don't commit crimes.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go to jail. I'm afraid, and I joke with my buddy that's a police officer. Even if I'm pulled over and I did really nothing wrong, in my opinion, I'm very respectful of what they do. I might not like it. I might not like it, and I'm still respectful. And I should back that comment up that smart people are the ones doing crimes. No, if you murder somebody or you assault somebody, that's more of a crime of a spontaneous, passionate deal. But if you're a cyber crime person or somebody like that, you're very smart. You had to learn to do that. So you should be able to learn to function in society at a high level if you can scam millions off of businesses or something like that. You should very easily be able to find a six-figure job, shouldn't you, Ronnie?
I would think so.
Steve, how are you doing? Thanks for joining us on the Jay Thomas Show.
Yeah, you got to remember, guys, that a third of the world, if you get caught for shoplifting or stealing, they chop off your hand. They don't put you in jail. They don't try rehab you. They just take care of it. You lose, do it again, you lose the other one. It's pretty easy to make it quite a deterrent to start doing any of that stuff.
Fair enough. I don't understand and know some of the laws.
I've heard that, but I
don't know if it's true.
I would take, and I have problem with sentencing guidelines. I have a lot of problems with the way our judges have become a little bit as well. But I'll take our system any day. I mean, I would rather have somebody prove that I did it to lop off my hands as opposed to just lopping off my hands.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's excessive.
No. You still get a trial, but if you're found guilty, that's the penalty, and that's what it is, and you know that going into it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a huge part of the East and Middle East.
And to your point, Steve, Middle East, I don't trust in Iran that I'm going to get a fair trial. So that's where I'll leave that.
Or you go like, what's that basketball? WNBA basketball player. She was
Brittany Griner in Russia. Yeah. Yes.
For how long? For a little bit of marijuana. Yes.
Well, and there again, it's understanding and are you smart?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding you're traveling to a different country and you have that material in your bag, whether you intended it to be there or not, you traveled to another country, you are no longer in the United States. Everything works differently there than it does here.
I still find
it. You put yourself in that situation.
Just like the people that say, I didn't know my gun was in my suitcase. The professional athletes that say that. Come on.
There's been a couple of the stories of families traveling to islands for vacation, and the gentleman had a couple of rounds of just stray ammunition in his bag. And the country said, you're under arrest. You're transporting stuff to our country. We don't know what your purpose is. But we found seven rounds of ammunition in your luggage.
Well, you don't know nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't. I mean, I'm never going to let everything going on in the world stop me. But it does make me kind of look around in larger group situations like, I really want to go see a new movie that's out this weekend, Ronnie. It came out last weekend. I guess you could liken it to a ripoff kind of Minority Report without seeing it. That's what I'm kind of likening
it
to.
Oh, is it the new Chris Pratt film, Mercy?
Yeah, where you have like 24
you prove
hours
your
or
innocence.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes. You have to prove your innocence, and you have to get through the wow factor, but the judge is like, you have all the access to all the evidence and all this, and you have 90 minutes to prove it, or you're sentenced to death.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think stupid stuff sometimes. I'm sitting there on the couch going, man, okay, maybe 90 minutes is not long enough, but what if we gave you 30 days to prove your innocence?
Right, yeah, it just seems like 90 minutes wouldn't really be that much time.
Yeah, but I mean, if we gave you a month and you had access to all the evidence and you'll either go to jail, I mean, death might be a little severe, but you're going to go to jail or you're not, you know, it's all on you. Let's see how smart you really are, you know, and I actually am really, those kind of movies intrigue me. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny you bring that up too, because I mean, I thought, I like Chris Pratt as an actor. I've liked some of the stuff he's been in. His most recent movie, The Tomorrow War, I think was an Amazon original. I thought it was pretty good, but my wife said the same thing. She was like, yeah, this movie was good when it was called Minority Report.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, the pre-crime unit with the girls that the were laying in the water. Yeah. Precogs, yeah.
I mean,
those kind of movies are kind of neat, but, you know, weren't we supposed to have flying DeLoreans by now and probably would have had Minority
Report? We were, Marty, I mean, we were.
They lied to us.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, yeah, and here's me looking for that, what is it, the 1001 Great Sports Almanac Facts so I can put bets on all the different
exactly,
stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's getting near break time. We're already at 4:30. The show's flying along. We're still waiting for our warehouse one to round.
Yeah, we were experiencing some equipment issues, so I don't think we're going to get one in today.
Oh, that contracts. I've dealt with it.
You will make sure that tune in 5:30 and 6 tonight for Valley News Live, where even though you didn't get a preview of the news, you'll get the actual news during those newscasts.
Well, maybe if we run out a little bit of time, they do have a website. I'll check it out and give them a quick summary.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And when we come back, an opportunity for a qualifier.
Oh,
the
exciting.
The Vegas Valentine's Day giveaway.
All right, I'm excited about that. All right, we're going to be right back here on the Jay Thomas Show, everybody.
4:37, the Zeus Sales and Rentals time check. It is time, by the way, to get another All Sager Meats, the presenting sponsor. It is also, of course, sponsored by Kingpins, where our giveaway is Tuesday, February 3rd, 5 p.m. at Kingpins, and all the qualifiers, including the name we are going to be announcing very, very soon, maybe among those in attendance, and we'll see. Somebody's going to be a big winner. Also, a $500 spending cash, 2 tickets to see the Wizard of Oz inside the Sphere in Las Vegas, hotel accommodations, and flight covered by Frontier Airlines.
Well, we will find out today if I was worth listening to filling in for Jay, if the listener of this wonderful package is listening and does call in the time frame, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, you have 11 minutes in which to call us, so I will get my stopwatch ready to go.
There you go. Because, you know, if they tuned out finding Jay wasn't here, they're going to miss out, and they're going to be like, man, next time when this hack's on the line, I got to listen through the whole show. I gotta do it.
Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, I feel like we've had pretty good participation today.
Oh, it's been a fun show. Yeah,
I know there's always at least, I'm pretty sure there's at least one person that tunes out just because they don't like me. But
Yeah. It, you know, I always tell people, you know, if I had feelings, you might hurt it, but I don't, so.
Well, I mean, there is something to be said about that.
Yeah. I am very bad at that, Ronnie. I get told that all the time, though. I take things I see on social media that are, you know, negative towards something I might be associated with. I take them very personal sometimes, and my reaction sometimes is a little over the top of it because I'm trying to... I'm probably trying to twist them to understand it the way I do.
Maybe, could be.
You know,
could
I don't know. Yeah. You know, and you said that we weren't doing the Warehouse Wonders roundup, you know, today of the news with Stacey.
Have you seen a few of the headlines?
I have, you know, but understanding that Comtrax, the first one I started using that and we started being live for Track Talk, man, I had problems with that Comtrax. They pointed out, though, Jason and them were... very wonderful to point out it was the operator, not the machine. I didn't understand it at first. But.
Well, it's a great piece of equipment because it provides studio-like quality audio, but it is internet-based. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you have Wi-Fi or multiple Wi-Fi connections in a building, if it accidentally picks on to something else, that can cause problems. Yeah,
for sure. So a few of the little headlines that they're going to talk about, you can go to valleynewslive.com, obviously. Partial government shutdown threats grow as senators clash over the ICE funding. Fargo man to serve 6 months in jail for possession of child sexual abuse material. Federal agents arrest 16 in Minneapolis for allegedly assaulting officers. Moorhead psychologist warns violent social media videos can harm your mental health. The Shooting Star Casino announced today that the Craig Morgan concert has been postponed for this Friday.
Oh,
due to weather in Nashville.
Okay. Well, yes, it's been terrible there. Yeah. Ice, inch of ice on trees, people without power, all of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you go to their website, they got some other good stuff. Well, there's another big Justice Department charges man who squirted vinegar on Representative Omar.
Yes, federal charges have been filed.
Yep. Yeah. Grand Forks man and woman face child neglect charges after they were evicted. And there's a neat little story about side sleepers who get achy in their shoulders. So there's a side sleeper trick. So
I will have to check that out. That happens to me sometimes.
I try to. You know, when I do take, like, my CPAP machine off, that really inhibits. Like, I went through different masks trying to find the right one. But when I do throw it off, I try to lay on my stomach, and I've got one arm kind of. I wake up in more tingly arm pain and uncomfortable just from trying to find new ways to sleep. I don't know. What else were we talking about that was going on? I kind of lost my train of thought here.
Yeah, there's a couple of different things. Obviously, people are watching the developments in the choice of location for a potential Fargo Civic Center.
Oh, yes.
Some recent developments have put another site in the wheelhouse there.
So. I'm old school. I really liked it when it was just off of Broadway and we could walk there. I saw some great concerts there when I was early 20s. I remember when the Fargo Bees, I think, used to play basketball
the
down there.
The FMBs. Boy, yep. That brings back.
High school classmate, Chris Holland, used to be the owner of them. I remember they used to have the boat show in there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was pretty neat. I mean, I kind of liked it. I mean, the Shields Arena reminds me of a bigger version of it, kind of. But it was just kind of neat and quaint. But, I mean, do we need it? I mean, I don't know. Fargo Dome didn't make any money. You know, how much pressure do you think that puts on Mr. Sobolik there for next year, 2026, to be positive? I mean, granted, don't get me wrong, he's got a good track record. Does 1 year, you know,
well, and
skew
I would,
the numbers?
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, you heard the audio on our newscast. The concerts didn't really materialize as we'd hoped, but in past years, he's also had several additional playoff games to offset the profit margin that you only had one of this year. So,
and Dean, as he said earlier in his report, hazardous wind chills tonight. So bundle up if you go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bitterly cold in the morning Friday and weekend snow and wind. Do you know Joel Osteen Ministries employee and a corporate pilot were involved in a crash on takeoff?
I did not know that. I know he's a very popular, what do you call them, televangelists? Has his podcasts and all that sort of thing. I mean, he's a pretty well-known name.
The Norse Hostfest, is that how you say it?
Hostfest? Yeah. Is ceasing to exist.
Yeah, it's gone. It's going to be gone. This is the last year. It's faced a serious downturn since the coronavirus, and they just haven't rebounded. So
mm-hmm. We should, by the way, get that name out.
Yes,
because,
let's do that. It's 444.
Yeah, well, they've got 11 minutes to contact us. So the name we're looking for today, 701-293-9000. John Whiting of Frontier, or at least that's the address or city listed. John Whiting, Whiting, John Whiting or Whiting of Frontier. Call us, 701-293-9000. You've got 11 minutes to give us a call and get qualified for the Vegas Valentine's giveaway presented by Al Sauger Meats. And the next qualifying stop, by the way, is Monday at Fix It Forward, the South University Drive location.
I love the guys at Fix It Forward. They're good guys. We deal with them at the racetrack and stuff. They're really good guys. So we'll find out if John Whiting stayed tuned in today when he heard Jay wasn't here. So
yes.
That'll be the key tell if we did a good job today.
All right.
I'm just trying to, there was lots of little news things
tidbits, if you will.
Tidbits. Yeah. Woman killed her husband hurt by a snowplow that backed into them during a winter storm cleanup.
Oh no.
Oof, that's not good.
No.
What do you think now about TikTok and everything splitting? Do you care? Have you ever watched that? That it, you know, that
doesn't directly affect me. I don't care. I will say, I believe what the National Security Agency told me about China's involvement and who owned it. And I think it's good that it is, we have mostly parted ways, and it's, you know, at least the stuff here is an American side of TikTok. So.
You know what I would have told you 10 years ago? Who cares?
Yeah.
I honestly would. I was a late comer to Facebook. I didn't have it for the first 10 years it was out, probably. And I didn't care. And I don't use TikTok. I think TikTok for me was more of a sit on the couch and you scroll and you end up scrolling for an hour because you're bored and you're like, oh, that's fun. That's dumb. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I learned that franchise when I told you about the most expensive franchises was on TikTok.
Yeah.
But now I actually agree with you and say that when you see how much spy stuff still goes on.
Well, yeah, and the amount of information that they ask you to provide to start an account, and then who has that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could say that for any form of social media, but...
Well, for sure.
And I mean, a few of them being sued right now for their effect on young people in a landmark case.
Yeah, who... was it Instagram?
Well, Meta is one of the companies, which is Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat is another one, you know... couple of the companies that were part of that group have settled.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there. But then you've got the other aspect of it. Parents are also asking for tighter controls on chatting functions in things like Roblox and other apps for kids because you had child predators getting in those message spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to contact children, which is
what about that guy that was
sick, absolutely sick
in the nanny group that they just
that too. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Is it not? I was going to ask you about this. Are you a Costco member? You and the wife?
I am not. I have never set foot in a Costco store ever.
We do a lot more for the racetrack than anything. We do Costco and Sam's, but
okay.
Their big deal, especially at Costco, is that hot dog everybody sell, you know, and I don't...
Is it as good as I've heard? I mean, it's a free hot dog?
It's not. It's as free as you can get almost what they charge. I've had the pizza. I think I've had the hot dog once, and I'm pretty much it has to be a beef hot dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless it's a cheesy Wrangler from Oscar Mayer, but I'm a ballpark beef Franks. That's my favorite. So I don't eat pork ones very often, but anyway, I've had the pizza there. Their cafe is always packed. Two ladies sued them for their $4.99 rotisserie chicken for millions of dollars because they falsely advertised that it wasn't they said it was removed of all ingredients, but it was proved that they have some carcinogen and sodium phosphate. It was supposed to help moisture retention and texture is all. And they're approved by food safeties, but their little banner in the store said free of all additives. So they sued them, but yet they're still going to continue to buy that chicken.
It sounds to me a lot like the person who tried to sue Subway because the foot long wasn't exactly 16 inches. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's what that sounds like to me.
This goes back to the smart people that figure out, hey, the sub is only 11 1/4 inches and I paid for a foot. Let's sue them for $10 million.
Sure, yes. And apparently you've got a damn good lawyer that thinks they can pull that off.
Yeah, and you have enough time and energy on your hand to try to win something like that. Put your brain to something better.
John Whiting, by the way, of Frontier, still looking for John Whiting or Whiting, 701-293-9000. It reminds me of the scene had you ever seen that movie with Demi Moore called Striptease?
I did.
Where he's the guy's lawyer and the character's name is Shad, where he's like, there was a cockroach in your yogurt and I think we got a $1 billion case or
That's
whatever.
Right. I see the phone lighting up. Is that John? I mean, could we be that lucky that John stayed tuning in?
Let's see if it's John. Hello, John. Is it Whiting or Whitting? Is this you?
It is not. This is Aaron Beats calling.
Oh, this is Aaron. So Aaron is live from Valley City. Aaron,
actually from Frontier.
Oh, from Frontier. Okay. Well, Aaron, what's going on with you this afternoon?
Oh, just trying to stay warm.
Okay. Good deal. We were looking for John Whiting from Frontier.
Do you know John?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't. I was going to make a comment.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
On that previous – well, first of all, the reason the Bills aren't in the Super Bowl is because Josh Allen had a broken foot since week 16.
I just saw him show up at the press conference for Joe Brady today on crutches. So.
But anyway, the previous caller, I get where he's coming from. We all want to see stiffer penalties for people that do obey the law.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can take it too far, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But, the one that came to mind is when I was listening was the public caning. And that was years ago. I think the kid stuck gum up underneath a handrail.
It sounds right. Yeah, in a foreign country, yeah.
Yeah, and they smack them. And then they wait. If they pass out, they wait till they wake up or they wake them up. So they feel every swat. That one, I think, would be the worst.
Well,
let me ask you this. So I recall vividly in Texas, I forgot my homework a few times. I wasn't the best of students. And my principal gave me a couple whacks with a paddle.
Hold on, Aaron. I think we've got I'll come back to you. Is this John Whiting?
Yes.
It is. John, you got in time. You called in 8 minutes.
John, did you listen to the whole show, or did a friend that was listening call you?
A friend. You actually know him.
Okay.
Steve Barron called me.
Oh, Steve. We know Steve.
Yeah, we know Steve. Yeah. Well, you should thank Steven and give him a big hug because he got you qualified.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Tuesday.
We have a nickname for him.
Tuesday, February 3rd. Tuesday, February 3rd, John, be at Kingpins. You're a qualifier. Good luck.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And, of course.
Aaron, let's finish up.
Aaron, do you
agree with that or disagree? Are you okay with a paddling in school, or are you totally against?
You know what? I graduated in 98, so I would have been in that, in elementary school. If it was a ruler or it was, do you want me to call your dad?
Yeah.
For most of us, that was the worst punishment. No, don't call my parents.
No, I'm good.
Thank you for the call, Aaron. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the call, Aaron. And it was a great show. It flew. We had fun, Ronnie.
It did.
Hopefully I stay on the A-list of being able to fill in. Sorry Jay couldn't be here. Thoughts and prayers to his family. And we look forward to him being here on Friday, and we look forward to being back soon.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Great job with John Whiting. Thanks, Steve Barron, for calling and letting them know. Jason Berg, taking off for the night, everybody. Have a good evening.